Day 321, or November the 17th. Endure and encourage each other. Our thoughts today come from Romans chapter 15, verse 5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. After Paul has given some sound teaching on how we should live in society as believers, he slips in an intriguing comment that he hopes to see the believers at Rome when he is travelling to Spain sometime in the future. Scholars have debated at length, but there is no reliable record that he ever made such a journey, but there are traditions in Spain that he did actually visit. It seems Paul was moving ever further west. First he visited Turkey, then Greece, then Italy, then maybe Spain and Portugal. Where else next? Possibly France, and then across the channel to the UK? Or am I dreaming? Probably. Even though Paul has not previously visited the church in Rome, he has obviously done his homework. The last chapter is made up of personal greetings to many individuals in Rome, some of whom Paul could have met on previous visits elsewhere. And now today's action step. As soon as the Bible urges us to be like Christ, as Paul does in our verse today, then it's just another way of saying be sure that you rely on the Holy Spirit today. Don't be surprised if you fail when you go it alone. Sometimes we go into the world like a footballer wearing his slippers and wondering why the game isn't going well. We need to be prepared for each day and constantly ask the Holy Spirit for his help and guidance. May we keep our eyes open today for those situations where we need endurance not to slip back into our old grumpy ways. But enough of me. At the same time, we are to be aware of those who need a word of encouragement. Actually, you will find that that's almost everyone. So if in doubt, just encourage all you meet, and you won't go far wrong today. And I guarantee you will be encouraged too.